You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We had a couple of calls yesterday. They were practically back to back. I think they were separated by one call. But one was Michelle and one was Hannah. Now, Michelle was the dental hygienist, and she told us that in her job, she has seen so many wild things, but the one that really caught our attention was the bean, right?
There was a bean. She was cleaning somebody's teeth, and there was a bean in that person's mouth, and the bean had been in there for so long that it had actually started sprouting, so like it was growing. A bean plant in the person's mouth.
Imagine.
And we started dry heaving immediately when we heard that.
So then we were talking about ears and earwax, and I was talking about how the bean in the mouth reminded me of when my mom would say, when I was a kid, Dominic, clean out your ears, you're going to grow potatoes in there.
Yeah.
And I, as a little kid, I thought that really happened.
No, Mama, no. I don't want the potato in my nose, Mama. Or my ear, Mama, no. No potatoes growing nowhere.
It's like you were there.
Please, Mama, wash my ears, please.
That's exactly how it sounded.
Me as a little Italian boy.
He's so bad. My ears are so bad.
You have pretty much nailed. All right, so now listen. So when we were talking about that, then Hannah called in. She's an audiologist.
Yes.
And she was saying, please don't clean your ears. They do that themselves automatically.
Because you're just going to impact the wax in there, and then you're not going to hear anything, and that's disgusting, too.
So from all of that, you might be wondering, where are you boys going with this? Here's where we're going. The segment is titled, What is Your Job, and What Have You Seen That Would Freak People Out? And this could be
anything,
job.
Yes.
But you have seen something that would freak people out. Like, ugh.
Expecting a lot of doctors and nurses to reach out.
But it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. You could see something at a school.
It could be a person who like mows the grass at a park.
I've talked about my buddy Matt, who heads up like the park maintenance for South Suburban, and the things that he has seen and told me, which I can't repeat, unfortunately.
Right. So the segment is titled, What is Your Job and What Have You Seen That Would Freak People Out? And you want to just jump in?
Yeah, I'll read one quick text from Jessica. She says, I'm a hairstylist, and I found maggots living in a woman's hair once.
Okay. Okay.
God, no.
Here's Alicia. God. Alicia, what do you got for us?
Yeah, so I'm a veterinary technician, and years ago, we had a chow come in, and it was mainly living outdoors. Well, if you have a lot of hair, and it's hot in the summer, there's moisture that builds up, and you get wounds. Well, we had a bunch of wounds, and flies laid their lovely eggs, and a bunch of maggots were in there eating away. And so we kept shaving hair, found more and more and more wounds, and they were just pouring out.
Back to back maggot stories. This is fantastic. God. I can't even. They're so gross.
Oh, it was so disgusting.
That's horrible.
Alicia, I'm glad you called, sort of.
Bless your heart for doing that work.
Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, we will now.
Anything with maggots, man, it's just
I'm telling you.
Makes me want to barf.
Here's Shannon on the phone. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Well, we're starting to tiptoe up onto that area where we begin to regret our choice of segment.
I don't know how I am right now.
But let's find out. What did you see?
So I used to be a cage cashier at a casino of Blackhawk, and we would regularly have people eliminate on themselves, both one and two, and then continue to play their slot machine.
There is a video going around right now. I've seen it multiple times on Instagram where this woman scoots up just a little bit on her chair when she's playing slots, and she just starts peeing, and it's all over the floor. Hey, when you're on a good run, you don't want to get up.
And if you think the machine is about to hit, you don't want to leave and let someone else come up and hit it, right?
No. So you need to mark your territory.
Oh, Shannon. Thank you for the call.
Shannon.
We appreciate
you. Have a lovely day, y'all.
Well, we will now. Thank you.
I mean, that
You know, today's Mindbender answer was about people peeing themselves.
Check your seat before you sit down.
Here's Stacy. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So, what's the job?
Okay, so I used to be a nail tech, and I had two people come in, a guy and a girl, and I put them in the pedicure chairs. I ran and ate a quick lunch, and I came back, and not knowing they were marathon runners, and I came back, and I was doing the guy's toes, and when I went to take his foot out, he had about 6 toenails that were floating on the top of the water.
They're like little ships, little boats.
Like, did you go bobbing for toenails?
It was disgusting because, obviously for that reason, but when they start to lift, this happens a lot in runners, if they don't keep them really short, their toenails start to grow underneath.
Yeah.
And they had been like that for so long that the ones that were still remaining on the toes, that the new toenails were growing underneath.
Okay, it just popped them off. Did you had to fish them out too, right? You had to get them out of there.
I did have to get them out, but luckily the story is bigger than that. They happened to have been having an affair, and before I could even really, really get into the pedicure, the lady's husband came in and busted them.
No way.
My God.
Well, at least they were runners. Yeah. They could run out of there really
away.
Fast.
They could run away from them.
I just looked at him and I was like, well, you know, I can't do this side of cure anyway, so... You got bigger problems than toenails floating.
Line of the day.
That's great, Stacy.
Stacy, have a great day, good. Okay?
You too, guys.
Thank you.
I envisioned the little net like they use at pet stores to like scoop out the goldfish.
You know?
Getting the nails out of there. So gross.
Or some sort of suction thing where they suction the nails.
Take them out and put them in your mouth.
Nick wants to get in on this action. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you guys doing today?
We're great. So what's the job?
All right. So I'm a chef.
Okay. And?
And my story is, so I was cutting open some mushrooms one day, and I was opening up a morel mushroom, and like 100 spiders opened up.
No, Nick.
Yeah, so...
Nick.
That's fantastic. So I got to tell you a mushroom story then, Nick, because my wife does mushroom stuff. She's got like a bazillion followers on social media, and she does a lot of time-lapse photography. And she was doing this time-lapse of growing this one, I can't remember what kind, I don't know, this type of mushroom. But what she didn't know is that the like mushroom, some sort of like little worm thing that gets into them when they're outside, and they just erupted all over this thing in like time-lapse photography, and it completely took over the entire thing growing mushrooms.
I can't handle that. I can't do it.
It was sickening.
Why is that so gross, you know?
100 spiders crawling us, and spiders are my fear anyway.
So did you still use the mushroom in your recipe?
Nick, I'm glad you called, buddy. Thank you for being on the show.
Bye, Nick, man.
I got to show you that time-lapse video. It'll blow your mind.
I can't do that stuff, though.
You got to see it. Nora's been patiently holding. Hi, Nora. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
So first, what was the job?
The job was elephant training.
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
Wait a minute. How does somebody get that job?
Yeah.
Well, first you have to drop out of college a lot and have absolutely no direction in your life, but eventually you stumble into...
Two elephants.
Training elephants. I started at an elephant sanctuary in Arkansas and then eventually ended up at the San Diego Zoo.
Oh, that's great. One of the best zoos out there.
Oh, good. Well,
it was fantastic, yeah.
Good for you.
All right. I'm glad you dropped out of college, though. Good for you. So what's the story? What happened?
Well... elephants, when they get any kind of small infection, it turns into a big infection fast. They make a lot of pus. And so basically there was a lot of elephant-sized pimple popping, and there were some abscesses that, I mean, it was cups and cups of pus that we were extracting.
Cups of pus.
Daily.
God. Sounds like it's like a new energy drink.
Yeah. We did it in front of the public. I'm surprised it didn't end up on YouTube. But
so you essentially squeezed the elephant's zits.
Yes.
Really?
And it was explosive.
I was going to say, like a human zit, it'll pop and squirt. So
yeah, it'll
I
go mean, across the room.
Obviously, an elephant zit will hit the crowd.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You got to wear like a little one of those plastic face masks when you're doing that job.
Yeah. We did.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Full reindeer.
I had no idea that the elephants were like that.
No, congratulations, Nora. Wow. This is the first we've heard of elephant zits. So thank you for that, okay?
You're welcome. Anytime.
Go have
Thanks,
a great
Nora.
Day. Thank you for being on the show. We're going to try to squeeze in, if you'll pardon that, two more quickly. John and Sarah, we got to move pretty fast. John, in a nutshell, what was the job and what happened?
Well, 30 years ago, in my 20s, I had to go underneath a double-wide trailer in the middle of the desert. It was hot. And to pass some wiring underneath there, and I had a partner in the trailer, and I crawled underneath there, waited for him, felt, you know, flipped over on my back to stay cool, and then he said he was all done. I lifted my head up, and I felt my face go right into a web of sorts, and I turned on my flashlight, and I had stuck my head into a massive black widow web, probably the size of a Volkswagen, and it was full of egg sacs and black widows, and I started screaming like a little girl,
I bet.
The guy in the above me, who was drilling down, thought he had drilled through my head or something.
Oh, no! He's like, what's wrong?
Crazy.
That's fantastic.
John, are you okay?
You okay, buddy?
Oh, I'm still traumatized.
I don't blame you. I told you, man. My fear is spiders, so
that's
bless
life-changing.
You, John, thank you for the entertaining call. We got one more quickly. It's Sarah. Sarah, what was the job?
I'm an anesthesiologist.
Okay.
Nice.
This might be good. What happened? You.
So when somebody's having a surgery on their abdomen, the first thing we have to do is clean it very well. And some people have very deep belly buttons. And sometimes when we're cleaning those out, the nurse reaches in and with like a hemostat and pulled out, it looked like a cork.
Like a wine cork out of the belly button?
Yeah, well, you know, belly button shaped cork, yeah.
What?
Just button funk.
Button funk?
Yeah.
Like a DJ.
Okay, because
you know like when people say you should always wear clean underwear in case you get in an accident?
Yeah.
My little PSA is also clean your button.
Yeah, wash your belly button out. It could get stinky in there.
Listen, when I was a grown-ass adult, though, Sarah, part of my belly button fell out. When
really?
I was 41 or whatever, part of the belly button that was inside after all these years fell out. And that
I talked to a nurse about it,
and a nurse told me, she goes, oh yeah, she goes, describe it. And I told her, she goes, yeah, that is a remnant from when you were a child. It was just in there.
How deep is that belly button?
And it fell out. She goes, it does happen.
Awesome.
And I will tell you
jelly bean.
That it is the foulest thing I have ever experienced my own body ever.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen
it's
all
not
sorts
fun when it's
of
somebody
stuff.
Somebody else's either. Let me tell you.
It's probably worse with someone else's, right?
You've probably seen all sorts of stuff, Sarah.
Oh yeah.
What were your
a lot of things in people's mouths when you go to intubate them? A lot of interesting stuff down there.
In their mouths?
In their mouth.
Like what?
Yeah, tell me. That's radio
mold
appropriate.
Mold on the gums.
Mold on the gums?
Yeah.
Oh,
and you go, it's like you accidentally touch their teeth. It like they just break off at the gums, like tink.
Oh,
oh my god!
Eat a glass of milk immediately.
Wow.
Yeah, it takes a moment to gather yourself after that.
Kudos to anyone in the health industry, man.
No kidding.
Jeez.
So glad you called. Have a great day. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. You too, boys.
Bye.